We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch and Daf Kuf Aleph Amen Aleph at the top of Amid the Baal Mum. As we mentioned, as we discussed in our previous year, the sugya that we're in the middle of studying is the sugya of something that has kedushas haguf or any type of kedusha. That when does the halacha allow it to be redeemed? And when does the halacha not allow for redemption? The Gemara taught us that if something becomes tamei, Shmuel said, if it has kedushas haguf, it can't be nifta. And the question is, why would we think that it could be nifta? The Torah, when it speaks about being redeeming something that has kedusha, the Torah speaks about an animal that has kedushas haguf that became Balmum, which obviously cannot be brought as a carbon, and then the Torah allows for it to be redeemed. But here, we're speaking about something that became Tamei. So why would we think if something becomes Tamei, it could be redeemed? To which the Gemara said, because we find that the Torah calls something that becomes Tamei, and something that becomes Balmum Tamei. So we see what is reason to believe that the two halachas should travel together. To which the Gemara asks, "Balmum heche ikri tamei." Where do we find in the Torah that a balmum is called tamei? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us. The pasuk says, "Vim kol behema tamei shlo yikrivim menu kabel Hashem." V'hem es a behema lufnei akoyin v'erech akoyin oisu bein toy beram kerkach akoyin ken yimro. The Torah is speaking about an animal which is a not kosher animal. And the Torah is saying that that animal obviously cannot be brought as a carbon. And therefore, what the Torah says should be done, it should be evaluated and redeem it. But Baal Mumin, says the Gemara, what is the Pasuk speaking about? Says the Gemara, they're speaking about, the Brisa tells us, the Pasuk speaking about Baal Mumin Shinifta Kosim Bedaber. The Torah is speaking about an animal that became a Baal Mum, an animal that was Hegdish, that became a Baal Mum. And therefore, it cannot be brought as a carbon anymore. And the Torah says that the kohen should assess at its value. Says the Brisa at the Omer, but Baal Mumin Shiyiftu is the pasuk speaking about a Baal Mum that's going to be redeemed. Ayana, or perhaps it's talking about a behemoth tamei mamish, about a non-kosher animal that if it's hegdish it should be redeemed. Says the Gemara, there's already another pasuk. Shoimer, when the pasuk tells us, "Vim behemet tameyo fader ba'kecha," harehemet tamei amura. So the Torah already accounted for a situation where the animal itself is a non-kosher animal. Hamani mekayim. How do we explain this pasuk? How do we explain the pasuk of "im behakol behemet tameyo shlo yakrav min hakarbon laHashem"? The pasuk speaking about balim mumin she pada akos bedaber. The Torah speaking about an animal that became Baal Mum, and therefore it cannot be brought as a carbon. Yochel Yipadu, continues the Brisa, we would think that you could be paid to such an animal, even al Mum over, even if it has a Mum, which is not a permanent Mum, it's even just a temporary Mum. Tamaloymer, the Torah says, then call behemoth tamei shiyakrivin menu kabel Hashem, mi she'ein akrev al Hashem kol ikar. A carbon, an animal that cannot be brought as a carbon under any circumstances. That's the carbon, that's the animal that we could be paid up. Yotza, an animal which currently has a mum over, then a crave ayoim, that unfortunately it can't be brought today, but crave elamacher, but this mum will pass, and at that point it could be brought as a carbon, and therefore it's not subject to be able to be pointed. So Shmuel had told us that an kachim that didn't become tamei, there's a case that, so we see from here that an animal that's bamum can be, the Torah uses the word tuma. The Gemara goes back to discuss what Shmuel said, that you could have kachim that didn't become tamei, but they could become, you could be part of them. The Mishnah taught us, Haifetz v'at etzav alvonim klisharish nitmu. All of them, elam pidyon, are not type of kachim that one can redeem. Because, says the Mishnah Shleinem pidyon, the halacha pidyon is only stated by behavior by animals. Says the Gemara Bishlam Oifis, that din of the Mishnah, that it said that Oifis are not subject to pidyon, because Kedushas Haguf Nenu, they have a Kedushas Haguf. The moment one is magdishing a bird for a carbon, at that moment, since that bird is something that can be put on the Mizbeach, so we would think that all the halacha of something of like an animal which has Kedushas Haguf and has rules about pidyon, we would say that those rules apply here as well. Says the Gemara, Shleinema Elba Behema. The Mishnah and the Gemara now are teaching us that the halacha opinion was only said by an animal. El etzim b'levoinam, but if we have etzim levoinam, and they weren't yet put into klisharis, so if they weren't yet put into klisharis, that they don't have a kedushas aguf. And furthermore, the klisharis themselves, which are only used to prepare karbanis, or different things that we need to have in the Beis HaMikdash. So they don't have a Kedushas Haguf. So why not Lifriku? Why should we not be able to be part of them? Elo, Mishum, Taharim Ba'alma. The halacha is that anything that's Tahar, the halacha is a Niftin. The halacha is that they can't be Niftin. And therefore, not like Shmuel, who said, not like Shmuel, Vahani Nami, Afgav the Nitmu, the halacha is that even if they became Tamei, they are in the same status as Ketarim Dami, as something that's Tar. The Eitzim Levoinam, when we speak about Eitzim Levoinam, these are not the type of items that could be subject to Tumah, because Lav B'nei Ashvui Uchlan Ninhu. What type of Tumah are we speaking about? We're speaking about Tumas Oichlan. But there's no Tumas Oichlan on Eitzim and Levoinam, because they're not food. Ella, why are they subject to Tumas Eichlin? Introduces the Gemara a new concept of Chibas HaKodesh, the fact that they'll be using for Hegdish, Mashvilei Eichla, gives it the status of an Eichel. In order to explain, the Torah says that that there's a din of Tumas Eichlin. And something which is Tumas Eichlin, something which is a food, it's subject to becoming Tamei. It goes a step further, that the halacha is that something can only be subject to Tumas Eichlin if it's Mukhsh L'Kabel Tumas Eichlin. Means that it was exposed to moist, to liquid, to be washed by one of the seven mashkin, yayin, wine, dam, blood, shemen, oil, chal of milk, Tal, du, dvash tamar means date honey, or mayim and water. This is when you have Tumas Eichlin. But now, there's a new concept. And that's the concept of Chibas HaKodesh. That something that is identified to be used for Hegdish, even if it was a Mukhsh L'Kabel Tumah, it's still going to be subject to Tumah. Chazal take this concept from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'abasa shi'iga b'chol tamei lo yochel beish yisarev, v'abasa kol tar yochel basar." That we learn from here that Eitzim and Levina are also, even though they're not food items, that they're also subject to Tumas Eichlim. There are a number of ways of learning it, either from the Vav of V'abasar, or where the pasuk is situated. The Chibas HaKadosh Mashvel Eichel, that Eitzim Levoinim, as far as Kedush is concerned, they're subject to Tumas Eichlim, but Eitzim, but we have wood, Kamed Olay Mashvel Gzirim, as long as they weren't yet formed, and they weren't yet formed into logs, that are usable logs, Loy Miskushri. They're not mukshel kabel tuma. That they have to be usable The simple pshat is that they have to be usable on the mizbeach. Levina nami, and when we speak about the levina, kam de loy kotcha beklisharis, as long as it wasn't yet put into the klisharis, loy miskishrob, it's not ready to be makabel tumah. Klisharis nami, and when we speak about the klisharis, that even hoyel vislutar b'mikvah, even if they became tamei, they could be put into the mikvah. Therefore, the tumah in all these cases are not considered a full-fledged tumah, and therefore that they're not open to redemption, because eitzim avinu klisharis don't have the that I became tamei, don't have the same halacha as kachim that then become tamei. So Shmuel said that we can't be paid the kachim tairim. That this is not the same. So as the Gemara, loy, that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is saying that kachim can't, that these kachim can't become redeemed because they're always considered tamei tahar. Loy l'mlach tarim ba'am niftim. Something that's tahar could be nifta. For hani, these things, Mishim d'loy shkichihu. The Gemara is introducing an entirely new consideration. And the consideration the Gemara is introducing is the fact that these things are, the fact that these things are foods that are very uncommon, very difficult to find. So since they're so difficult to find, the Chazal said that they should not be, they would, we cannot be paid to them. And if it's going to be easy to be paid to them, it's going to be hard to find a replacement. And therefore, there's a new rule which is taught in our Mishnah that we may not be paid to them. That, and even though they don't have the halacha of tumah, the reason Chazal said not to be paid to them, even if they are tameh, is because Chazal made a rule that these things should not be subject to pigeon. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, asked the Gemara, Levana, the Klisharis, when we speak about the Levana, which is an expensive spice, or the Klisharis, the Loishchichi, which are not easily found, so we could understand why there was a rule instituted that you shan't be paid to them. Ella, Eitzim, wood, asked the Gemara, Mishka Shchichi. It's certainly something that's easily found. So if it's something that's easily found, why can't we be paid to them? Answers the Gemara, Eitzim Nami, even wood is not something that's easily found. Kivan Damamar, we've learned that the halacha is that kol eitz, shenim tzibar talas, any piece of wood that has a worm, posel gavim mizbeach, may not be used on the mizbeach. So to find such pristine wood is lo shchichi, is not something that we could find. And therefore, Chazal made a rule that we should not be able to be paid to them. Amra Papa. So Gemara says that there are opinions that disagree with Shmuel, and that Skotchim that didn't become Tameh, we could be paid to. Ishmael or Shmuel Hadutanya. If Shmuel would have heard what we learned in the following Braisa. Hamatnas Tamim Labadik Abayis. So we have here a healthy animal. The halacha is that all healthy animals, if one wants to be magdish, an animal for, if one has a healthy animal and wants to be magdish it, it should be used exclusively for using as a carbon. And if somebody were to be magdish such an animal, this healthy animal, with the intent that it be used for bedek abayis, he's over mitzvah to say. Even though the Gemara Masechta Tumura points out, when we're going to begin learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Masechta Tumura, there's a very big sugya there about Kamas of the Amar Rachmana, the Ovid Mahani, Eloi Mahani. The sugya discusses if the Torah tells us not to do something, and one violated against what the Torah said, does his action have any meaning? So the question is, according to the opinion that holds, the Kamnas Dom Rachman Loi Savid, anything the Torah tells us not to do, E Ovid, if you did it, Loi Mahani, it's meaningless. So the question is, if we just said that the halacha requires that a healthy animal be only used for Hegdish, for Kedushas Haguf, for the Mizbeach, so now the question comes up, how could it ever have any other type of Kedusha? The Gemara over there already asked the question, and the Gemara over there suggests that even though you did something wrong, Kedusha Stamim, this is the way I understand the Gemara there, is something easily achieved. And therefore, when you were Magdish with a Kedusha Stamim, even though repeating, it's not something that you should have done, it does attain the Kedusha Stamim. And the halacha therefore continues is, you now are put them on the Mizbeach as is. Because the halacha also is, that Echa Kachem Mizbeach, Vesi Kachem Bedek Abayis, both Kachem Mizbeach and both Kachem Bedek Abayis, A Mishanan Asam Kedusha La Kedusha. We can't transfer the Kedusha. Rather, what should we be doing? We should redeem this animal. And then there's a question, some suggest that you should redeem the animal and then buy back and use it for Kedushas Haguf, use it for carbon. Some say that this animal, since it already went through this situation, so to speak, we shouldn't buy it back and use it itself. We should use the proceeds. But says the Braisa, we can't be part of them. Ella l'mizbeach, that it should, as we just said, it should be used on the mizbeach. And the reason is because kol haroy l'mizbeach, anything that could have been put on the mizbeach, any yotz mitei mizbeach l'olam, is something that should always be used for the mizbeach. Afagav, but as we just said, the entire kedusha cannot. Afagav, the entire level of kedusha that this animal had was only kedusha stamim ninu. Yet the halacha is ein niftim. We can't be part of them. That it should not be. That it should go to chulin. So the Gemara, if Shmuel would have heard this brisa, have a hadabei, Shmuel said, on the circumstances, you could be pay the kachim that are tahor. This brisa indicates that we cannot be pay the kachim if they're still. We cannot be pay the kachim if they're still tahor. Says the Gemara, v'loihi, what you're suggesting would have been Shmuel's opinion, is not necessarily correct. Shmuel, says the Gemara, was well aware of this brisa, and still he didn't retract from his opinion. Lam and Amit Hasam, didn't we say, says the Gemara, regarding the Eitzim and Delvana Klei Sharis, that why can't there be Nifter, according to Shmuel? And we explained, Kivin de Loi Shchichi, these are items that are hard to come by, and therefore the Allah is Loi Mifriki, they can't be redeemed. Hachinami, same thing when we have this healthy animal. Kivin the Shrich Moon and the Pasta Behaima. There's such a long list of blemishes that disqualify an animal. Because as we mentioned, I feel a Badukin Shbe'ayin Nami Pasli. Even a cataract, which is insignificant, but it's enough to be considered a mum, and it disqualifies an animal. Hilkechla Shrichi. And therefore the halacha is that we can't be paid to them unless they become tummy. But going back to what Shmuel discussed, menachas and nesachim, which are ingredients readily found, the halacha will be, we can be paid to them even if they didn't become tummy. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kahana Amar, tameim niftim. Here we have an opinion that clearly disputes Shmuel, and this opinion clearly indicates that tameim niftim, something that's tummy, you could be paid to, tahirim, but something that's tarim and niftim, we can never be paidim. We can't amar Rabbi Oshia, tameim niftim, tahirim, something that's tar ain't niftim. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of what Rabbi Oshia says. And this version has amar Rabbi Oshia, I feel tarim niftim, even animals that are tahor niftim, we could be part of them. Rabbi Loza Omer, Nadi Gemara introduces another opinion. And this opinion says, kulam tameim niftim. The menachas we could be paid when they're tamei, tahirim ain niftin. When they're tar, not like Shmuel, they can't be nifta. Chutz me'aseres ha'ifa shemichas ha'chayta. The halacha is that the seres ha'ifa of a michas chayta, that we could be paid even when he's tar. Why? Sherei Amr Taira, Mitachatosa al Chatosai. We know that when does one bring a Minchas Chaita? The Minchas Chaita is really a carbon oil of a Yairid. That by certain Averis, the Taira says, it depends on your financial situation, what will be your obligation. If you could afford it, you bring an animal, a Kifsa Seira, as a carbon Chatas. If you can't afford that, then you bring two birds, Tairim or Bnei Yoina. If you can't even afford that, then you bring a carbon mincha. But the Chazal teach us that mechatasoi. And that means that, let's say, a person who was a person of means, and he did this Aveira, and he designated money to buy an animal, and Rachman al-Tzlan, before he actually bought the animal, his financial situation changed. He could buy birds. And the rest of the money, with that set aside money, and the rest of the money becomes chulan. That what happens that if somebody designated money for birds, and then this situation continues and even the situation becomes even worse, he could buy a mincha, and the rest of the money is used for chulin. Then the Torah says that it goes the other way. That's what we learn mechatasoi, that some of the money you used will be used for the carbon, and the rest will be used for chulin. But then the Torah also uses the words alchatasoi, and that means that if somebody designated money to only be, because he could only afford a carbon mincha in this situation, and then Baruch Hashem, his financial situation improved, he could go and he has to add money and bring birds. If his situation even improves further, that he could use the money that he has and then add to it to buy an animal. So from here we learn that you could take the Minchas Chaita, the money you designated for your Minchas Chaita, and be paid it and use it for an animal, or use it for birds. So we see that even though it wasn't tamei, even though it didn't become tamei, you could be paid it. So that's what Rebbe Lozer is teaching us. That even though I normally hold that the only time you could be paid, says Rebbe Lozer, I normally hold that the only time you could be paid is in a situation where the milk became tamei. I was able to find at least one situation where I agree with Shmuel that even though it didn't become Tameh, it could be paided. Amar Rabbi Oshia, says the Gemara, since we just mentioned the opinion of Oshia regarding Kachim that didn't become Tameh, if he could be paided them or not, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Shemati, I heard Pigel b'mincha. Somebody made his carbon mincha into a pigel, that means during one of the four primary steps in the bringing of the Karim Mincha, the Kemitza, Nesina Bekli, putting that Kemitza into Kli Sharus, Halacha, taking it to the Mizbeach, Vaktara, somebody had a Machshava Chutz Lizmanoi, that he's going to eat it in the wrong time, or be Makavit in the wrong time, that Rav Shimon holds that something that's Osban Nod does become Tamit Tumas Eichlem. His opinion is that this food will not be subject to Tumas Eichlem. The Tanya, and the Gemara mentions now a Braisa. The Braisa teaches us Ha'ola. We know fruits during the first 3 years of their growth. Kalei Kerem, also Ba'ano. Kalei Kerem is when you mix different seeds with grapes. Shara Neskol is an animal that was identified that did something that it was supposed to be killed. And if somebody went and before they killed it, they shechted it, that Vegla Rufa is a Chas V'Sholem, a corpse is found, we don't know who killed this person, so the Torah says we have to go through a whole procedure of decapitating a calf, and as we're going to learn, it's not subject to Tumas Eichlem. These things are also by Hanah, and therefore, since it's also by Hanah, the halacha is that it's there's no tumas oichlin, and therefore the chachamim disagree, and they say that they are, since they are subject to tumas oichlin, even though they're asur b'hanah. Rashi tries to understand the relevance of this discussion. He says that the meat of a shar niskel and the meat of a garufa are nevelis because they were killed without shchita. The shar niskel was stoned, the garufa was decapitated. Says Rashi that the machlokes that we have here in the Gemara between Rav Shimon and Chachamim is speaking in a case where instead of killing the shar niskel, as the Torah tells us, or decapitating Degla Ruf, as the Torah tells us, they shechted it. And that's when we have the question, will they be subject to Tumas Eichlam or not? Tosfos says, is the case of Degla Rufa, is speaking about a case where it was decapitated and not slaughtered. But the Torah, Tosfos says that the Gemara Masechta Zvachim says that Degla Rufa is not considered an Avela. Why? Because when you do what the Torah tells you to do, when you kill an animal, we had this many times regarding a bird, but here we're talking about an animal, that when you kill the animal the way the Torah wants you to do it, when you decapitate the Egla Rufa, that's what the Torah says. Arifosai zui shchitosai. An animal is only considered a nevela when you killed it, not in the way the Torah wants you to kill it. But if you killed it in the way the Torah wants you to kill it, it doesn't become an avela. So ask the Miches Chinuch, once Tosfos taught us this chiddush regarding the Egla Rufa, that even though it was decapitated, it's still not considered an avela, what will be the halacha regarding the Shar Niskel? The Shar Niskel was killed by stoning, but maybe it's not going to be an avela, because you did what the Torah, does what the Torah wants you to do. Continue the Gemara. Tzipari Mitzayra. We know that when a Mitzayra is declared to be Tahor, they bring two birds, and they bring also Klicheres, and Ervius Maim Chayim, and Eitz Erez, Ezov Ishni Tolas. One bird is slaughtered over that water, and the blood of that is sprinkled on the Mitzayra, and the other bird is sent free. So, a Tzipari Mitzayra, Petach Hamor, the Torah tells us that if somebody has a firstborn donkey, they should redeem it. And if they don't redeem it, the halacha is, it should be, v'arafto, it should be decapitated, bas b'chalav, somebody cooked meat and milk together, kulam, all of them, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, are metamei tumas oichlim. The bottom line, what the Gemara is trying to say about the opinion of the Chachamim, is that the Chachamim are of the opinion that even something which is asur b'hanah is subject to tumas oichlim. Rav Shimon Amar kulam ein metamei tumas oichlim, they're not subject to tumas oichlim. However, moider of Shimon, bas b'chalav, that bas b'chalav, even though bas b'chalav is asur b'hanah, they are subject to tumas oichlim. Why? What is the definition of basu b'chalav? We started with something that was milk, that's kosher, and we started with something that's meat, that's kosher. Then it got mixed together. That, because the Torah says, I'm not allowed to do that. But something that started off in a situation where it wasn't oichel, says Rav Shimon will agree that it's subject to Tumas Eichlum. V'amar Vasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, my Tamid Rav Shimon. What is the basis for Rav Shimon's opinion that anything that's Tamid, that's also by Noah, is not Tumas Tumas Eichlum? Because the Pasuk says, V'kol Eichel Ashiyoichel Ashiyovel of Maim Yitma. That's the Pasuk that we spoke about earlier that teaches us the halacha of Tumas Eichlum. And we learn from here, Eichel Sheta Yochel Achila Cheirim, something that you could feed to others, Kari Eichel. However, Eichel Sheta Yochel Cheirim, it's also b'hanah, so therefore it's enikari oichel. For pigel b'mincha nami, says the Gemara, when we speak about carbon mincha that you made into pigel, yochel shayot yochel achir mi, it's osur, you're not allowed to eat it, it's chiv karis, and therefore it's not going to be subject to tumas oichlim. asked the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's indeed the opinion of Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon holds that anything that's Osbano is not time, not going to be considered Tumas Eichlim, so asked the Gemara, Bas B'chol of Nami, that the typically, Doichashat Yachal Achir M'cheu, asked the Gemara, why are we saying that Bas B'cholov is not subject to Tumas Eichlin because it was once a food? We could have said something much simpler. It's a food that could be fed to others. And here the Gemara begins a machloikis regarding Bas B'cholov. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Yehuda, I'm B'shim Rav Shimon, Bas B'cholov, Os B'chila, we, of course, may not eat Bas B'cholov, but the halacha is mutabano. We're allowed to have benefit for Bas B'cholov. So according to this, we will be certainly allowed to give away Bas B'cholov. We will be allowed to sell Bas B'cholov. Shneimar kiam at kadosh atol Hashem alkech lo esvash gudim b'chalev elmai. That's what the Torah says regarding Bas B'cholov. Ulahalon, the Torah, when it speaks about Bas Treifa, says, when the Torah speaks about Basa Trefa, the Pasuk says, V'anshe Kodesh Tilu, or Basa said Trefa Leisachelu, L'kelev Tashlich Reisoi, Ma Lahalan, when we speak about Basa Trefa, the Halacha is Asa Bachila Mutba Anor, because we could feed it to our dogs, even dogs that belong to us, and dogs that we have to feed, Asa Bachila Mutba Anor, Af Kan, similarly, by Bas B'cholov, he will hold that's Osa B'chila, but it's Osa B'chila or Muta B'hano. So if that's the case, why that should be the reason that Bas B'cholov is subject to Tumas Eichlam. Why did Reb Shimon say that Bas B'cholov is different? Because it had a Hashas HaKosher. It has nothing to do with Hashas HaKosher. Answers the Gemara. The way to understand what Reb Shimon meant to say when he was speaking about Bas B'cholov was Chadav Eidkama. He's saying there's two reasons why it's subject to Tumas Eichlam. Chadav, one point is because Eichoshat Yachal Achirim Hu, it's food that he is of the opinion may be served to other people. For Eid, L'didei Nami, even though the Yisrael himself, of course, may not eat Bas B'cholov, but still, Hoysla Shasa Kosher, as we explained earlier, it's different than all other these things. All these other things were never mutter. This was mutter. Of course, the question is, so then a Shara Niskel, why is the Shara Niskel considered something that is also Bana? It had, until it did whatever it did, that it should be deserving to be killed, it was a regular good animal. The answer is, the Gemara often says, we're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem in Masech Techulin, Behema v'chayeho v'cheskas isra emedes. A live animal is not considered kosher, because we're not allowed to eat a live animal. So when does it become mutter? When does it become something which is, so to speak, kosher? It becomes mutter after the Shechita. But a Shara Niskel, which as we're learning, doesn't have Shechita, it's getting killed. So this is an animal which is unlike the Bas B'cholov. This is a situation which is unlike the Bas B'cholov that had never had a Hashas HaKosher. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Shia spoke about the halacha of a mincha that became pigal if it's subject to Tumas Eichlam. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, there's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Rav Shimon Ami Yesh Nosser, there's a situation that of meat of a carbon that was left over, Shumatama Tumas Eichlam, that is subject to Tumas Eichlam, V'yesh Noiser, and the situation of Noiser, Shein Matama Tumas Eichlam, that is not subject to Tumas Eichlam. And the Braisa explained itself, Ketzad, Lon Lefnei Zrika, that before the Zrik Saddam took place, the animal was left over, the Zrika was not done on the day of the Shechita, and therefore it became nicer. Einem tamei tumas eichlam, because this carbon never had a chance that it could be eaten. However, l'achas rika, let's say the animal was left over past the right time, so it is tamei tumas eichlam. There was a time when it was edible until it became until it became nicer from after the zrika, it was edible, and therefore it's subject to mis oichlin. However, pigel, ben bekotchim kotchim, ben bekotchim kalim, ein matamis oichlin, it's not subject to mis oichlin. Pigel, b'mincha, matam tumis oichlin. So the braisa clearly indicates that a carbon mincha that became possible with pigel, it's subject to mis oichlin. Not like Rav Oishi is telling us that a mincha that became pigel, it was never edible, and therefore is not subject to mis oichlin. But we also need, inherent in this Gemara, is that there's a contradiction. What is the din of a carbon mincha that became pigel? And the answer is loy kasha. Kanch hoysa loy shasa kasha. If the carbon mincha had a time where it was edible, that's why it's subject to mis oichlin, which was the svara that Rav Shimon introduced by Bas B'cholov. Kanch loy hoysa shasa kasha. If it never had a shasa kasha, it's not subject to mis oichlin. But ask the Gemara, hey chidami, what is the case of a carbon mincha de lahoysa loy shasa kasha? Before it became tameh, or before it became pigel, it certainly had a shas hakosher. So what's the issue? Says the Gemara that the shinah b'mechubar. We're speaking about a case where the owners were magdish this grain while it was still connected to the ground before it was an oichel, and that means it was never an oichel. Something that's connected to the ground and then you were magdish it and never had a chance to be an oichel. But ask the Gemara, but look from the kinnah. If you were magdish it when it's still attached to the ground, you could be paided. Hanichalach lishnam, that according to the opinion, and now everything comes together. According to the opinion, the Rabbi Yishu's opinion is tameim niftan, only kachin to become tamei can be redeemed. But tahayim ain niftan, but something that's tar can't be paida shaper. So now everything is fine. Rabbi Yishu is going to say that kachim tahirim, we can't be paida. So the mincha that we were magdishit while we're still attached to the ground never had a shame oichel because we could have never been paidit, and therefore it would never had a shame oichel, and that's why it's not going to be subject to pigel. Whereas if it had a time that was when you attached it in the normal way, that you were magdishit in the normal way, which means to say you were magdish after it was detached. So then it had a time where it had a shas akosher. And Rav Shimon has been teaching us something that has a shas akosher could be subject to Tumas Eichlin, even though now it's already disqualified. Even according to the opinion that says that kedoshim that are tahor, as long as they don't have a kedushas aguf yet, lifrikinu. So if that's the case, why are we saying that they never had a shas akasha? Answers the Gemara, was hashtami le parak, because they were never redeemed. It could be that if you would have redeemed them, it would be a case of hegdish that had a shas akasha, but that never actually happened. But ask the Gemara, but if it would have happened, then you're saying it would be a case of hoshlo shas akasha. But now introduces the Gemara, the kimidi by parak le, since you could have been them, since you could have read them, don't we have a concept that Rav Shimon says the kol ayma liftos kapadi dummy, that even though it isn't redeemed, since it technically could be redeemed, it has that status. The Tanya, a brisa in Sech the Pora, Rav Shimon Omer, something Pora, the Pora Duma is considered an oichel, matamatumas oichlim, hoyel vayshlo shasa kosher, since it had a shasa kosher. And again, Rav Shimon's opinion is that something that has shas kosher is subject to tumas oichlin. V'omer Rav Shlokas, Rav Shlokas says, "V'omer Rav Shimon, paro niftas agaba merachta." What does it mean that it has a shas kosher? That the halach is you could be paid the paro aduma even if you already have it on them, on wherever you're going to be burn it, you could be paid it. So since you could always be paid it, it's considered like something that's nifta. So you see that you don't have to actually pay to something for Rav Shimon to give it the status of something that was nifta. Says the Gemara, it's not a good comparison. Hachi hashta. Bishlam a para, a medis of the sea. The para, the Torah wants us to be paid it. Why? Shemot acheres noy menu. You find nicer animal, a nicer parah aduma, the Torah wants you to be paided. A menachas are standard ingredients, flour, oil. There's no issue, this is the way the Rishonim explain, that I'm going to find a nicer one. What does it mean I'm going to find a nicer one? Flour and oil, says the Gemara, is flour and oil. There's no concept of finding something else. So here we learned that there's a mitzvah to, if you find a nice animal, to use it. We all know, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha, and it's a Gemara Masech Teshuvos, that Echra Marba Vechra Mamed, Ovechad She Yechabin Libra L'Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in what we're thinking, what our intentions are. It doesn't make a difference, a bigger animal or a smaller animal. And here we're seeing that we should, if we could get a better parah aduma, we should try to get a better parah aduma. There are many examples in Shas that somebody should try to do a mitzvah always with the best way. On the other hand, here we're trying to see that there's no v'achshichavim libe b'shemayim. So the answer that the Sefer Cheshuka, the Daf al Daf, brings based on the Chozim Lublin is that he says when a person davens, and a person davens and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us much panosa. What is the right for a person to daven that way? If he's davens and he says, give me panosa, that I should be able to use the panosa you give us for good purposes, that is something that is something that we commendable. If, on the other hand, the person is not doing it, he's doing just that he should have money and amass wealth and use it for things that are unimportant, that is something that that one should not be davening for. So the same thing here. Somebody is bringing the parah aduma. And yes, the main thing is mechaveh libo b'shemayim. But if his kavana is l'shem shemayim, I want to bring a better animal for Hashem, the person that's bringing the better animal to be for Hashem is a person that ought to be commended. And that's why I put away the parah aduma. And the same question comes up by an esrig. He wants to suggest that many people have a minig that they show off their esrig. And is that the way? On the contrary, I've seen that some suggest that the word esrig stands for al tavieni regal gaiva. That the esrig should not be a way that we should become bali gaiva. And here we're saying to use something nicer. And the answer is, it depends who you are. If you're doing it because you want to show how devoted you are to a mitzvah, then that's something that is most commendable. If you're doing it just that, if you're doing it just because you want to show off, you want to be a gaiva, bal gaiva, that's not something that the Torah will commend. So here too, that is the way, and that's what the Gemara says, the parah is nifta, because it's something that we're waiting to be able to get a better animal. There's a very famous question. We know that Hanukkah was supposed to use olive oil to light the menorah. There was somebody who didn't have olive oil available. So he started preparing candles. And then before he actually prepared the candles, he got olive oil available. What should he do? Should he light the candles or should he light the olive oil? The Shvos Yaakov and Shail Setshuvos Simulam Zayin says, once I already started preparing the candles, that's what I should use. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. And he says that our Gemara is a raya that the Shvos Yaakov perhaps is incorrect. Because our Gemara says that you already have the Parah Aduma prepared. And even though you have the Parah Aduma prepared, the Torah tells us, take and you get a nicer parah aduma. The Torah tells us, use the nicer parah aduma. So why shouldn't it be the same by Hanukkah? I saw that Of course, we have to assume that the Shvus Yaakov is well aware of this Gemara. So what's he going to do with this Gemara? So one pshat that I saw is why indeed is the halacha that you already have a para aduma, he could dismiss it, so to speak, and take another one. It's because lay bez the masna layim. When you magdish the para aduma, you magdish it with the understanding I'm only magdish it if I need it. I need a better one, and therefore, since I'm only magdish it, if the better one, the hegdish is expiring, you can't compare it to the nearest Chanukah. The another explanation is that there's a difference by a carbon, where a better carbon is the carbon that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, versus by all other mitzvahs, there's a din of hidden mitzvah. So the way I saw Rav Vosner Zatzal in Chel Gimel Simon Ayin Tes explains this is as follows. The para aduma in a carbon is that the carbon, we should bring the best animal possible. By all other mitzvahs, there's an inyan of hidden mitzvah, but there's a fundamental question we need to discuss when we speak hidden mitzvah. Does hidden mitzvah mean that that's a din in the mitzvah? Was hidden mitzvah a separate halacha? That we should do a mitzvah in a way that's hidden. So he suggests that hidden mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah. It's separate. It's something that we should try to do, but it's not a condition in the mitzvah itself. And that's what he says differentiates the para aduma, where the hidden is part of the mitzvah, versus everywhere else, like we're speaking about a Chanukah light, where it's a nice to use oil, but it's not part of the essential mitzvah.